The state's sexual predator law was first passed in 1994 and has undergone numerous changes since then. In this most recent case, Edwin West and Glenn Nordberg challenged the law under the Due Process and Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Both men had been convicted and served time for numerous sexual assaults and had a history of drug and alcohol abuse before being civilly committed as sexually violent persons. Justice David Prosser wrote the majority opinion. He dismissed the men's claim that it should be up to the state, not the defendant, to prove whether someone is ready for supervised release. Public defender Ellen Hennick represented West. She says the law that keeps these men confined has become increasingly harsh.
When the statute first came out, a person who was committed did not automatically go to a secure facility. There was the possibility of immediate supervised release. Then it got to be that the time periods in which you could ask for supervised release got longer and longer. Then they started adding different criteria. So supervised release has gotten increasingly harder over the years. I don't think there's any question about that.
In her dissent, Justice Anne Walsh Bradley argued that the legislature is gradually whittling away at the constitutionality of the sex predator law. Prosser's majority ruling argues that the legislature's intent is to protect public safety first and foremost. The number of people being held under the state sex predator law has grown from 283 in 2004 to 345 this year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.